If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joining us. And the Chicago Water Taxi has returned, hasn't it?
The Chicago Water Taxi is back on the Chicago River. It had been off and on since the start of the pandemic. They tried to come back for just weekends for a while, but then it went away. But Captain Doug China has got his big yellow boat out there now. He's been going for a couple weeks now. And our reporter, Mac Lederman, went out riding with him. And just, you know, it's a great experience going out there. It only makes a couple stops now. It goes from basically the Tribune Tower to the Metro Station, then down to Ping Tom Park in Chinatown. But for $6, you get a boat ride that doesn't last all day, and you get to see some of the sights. And Captain Doug is a riot. He's got a thick Chicago accent, and he looks like a Chicago guy. So fun to check out. You know, it doesn't take very long. So if you're downtown, you don't need to be a commuter or a tourist. Sometimes you just want to, you know, get on a boat for $6 and take it about a mile or so.
Yeah, it was very convenient for a lot of folks working in the Michigan Avenue area to get to the transportation center, although the pandemic shut it down and not a lot of people have made their way back to the office downtown, have they?
Yeah, that's right. Just that crush of people that would go from the Metro Station back to roughly Michigan Avenue. It has toned down a little bit, so they're adjusting, but yeah, he's back and ready to go.
And it's opening night for the Chicago International Film Festival, and they've got quite a lineup again, haven't they?
Yes, this starts tonight. The kickoff block party is outside the Music Box on Southport in Lakeview. It runs 5 to 10. The block party itself is free. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. They're going to be showing some movies up outdoors. Inside, they're going to be screening premiere of a movie called We Grown Now, which is shot in Chicago. It centers around Cabrini Green during the 90s or so. So that's the debut of that. But there's going to be movies all throughout the city at different locations from today until October 22nd. So the Chicago International Film Fest.
Chicago International Film Festival website has ticket information, show times, and locations. And this is an interesting story about Fulton Market. They've missed out on affordable units, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have. It's we talk about Fulton Market a lot, you and I do, Bob, just because there's always seems to be some giant building going up there. Mm-hmm. And I hate the parking. It's a nightmare to drive around, but what our reporter Melody Mercado looked at this week was when they agreed to start letting condos get built north of Lake Street, the city said, okay, you can do it, but we really want you to set aside 30% of those of the apartments to make them affordable. So about 60% of the area income people could move in. Well, it turns out since they only basically asked the developers to do it and didn't mandate it, no one has done that. They hit the limit of doing about 20% of them, which is the law, but the suggestion to go higher, which Alderman Walter Burnett really wanted them to do, hasn't been followed. So that means of the about 5,600 apartments that are being built there since the law changed, about 600 or between 500 and 600 of them they've skipped doing. So this has really angered Walter Burnett, who's one of the most quotable aldermen in Chicago. And he said he felt bamboozled by the city, and that he was just really angry that the city wasn't encouraging developers to do more that they than they can to get to build these and have make the developers provide a little bit more affordable housing in that booming neighborhood.
And quickly, before we let you go, that guy who scaled the building at 500 West Madison, is he in jail? Is he out? Do we know?
Last I heard, he's got a much warmer spot than he had yesterday climbing up the building. But yes, 40 feet right up the side of the Accenture Tower. You know, when you look at it, there is like a little handhold there to get up. It's not quite a free solo on a rock, but I'll pass on that. I don't even like looking out the window from 40 stories.
Me too. Thank you. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.